This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Tens of millions of Americans this weekend will pretty much be in lockdown as three large states place severe restrictions on people's ability to move around outside their homes. It is a dramatic action aimed at stemming the spread of the new coronavirus in the United States. California was the first state to act and is being followed this weekend by Illinois and New York. The stay-at-home order affects upwards of 70 million people and thousands upon thousands of businesses. Two more states, Connecticut and Oregon, appear ready to make a similar move. All of this as the COVID-19 pandemic leaves its mark. The number of cases in the U.S. is nearing 20,000. At least 260 people have died. New York has the highest number of cases in the country, over 10,000, the majority in New York City. Worldwide, estimates of confirmed coronavirus cases range up to 280,000 and more, at a cost of more than 11,000 fatalities. Spain said today it's recorded 235 new cases, the biggest ever for one day, upping the total count to about 20,000. The death toll in Spain tops 1,000. Bavaria has become the first German state to order its people to stay at home, except for travel to work or to buy food. Colombia is the first nation in South America to issue the same directive. In Africa, 40 of the continent's 54 countries report they have coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, in China, authorities say there have been no homegrown cases of COVID-19 for the third straight day, and there are signs of a society returning to some degree of normalcy with a slow lifting of movement restrictions. Beijing is now focused on dealing with coronavirus being carried into the country from the outside, which could set off a new wave of infections. The epicenter of the current pandemic is Italy. More than 700 people in the country have reportedly died of the virus today alone. More news at voanews.com. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online. From Washington, this is VOA News.